Scott, why did they pick September 11th, 2001?
It's an amazing day, Art. Mathematically speaking, it adds up. I'll just go through some of the numbers with you. And just my experience in life is through numbers. It's like I have a pair of glasses on.
Yes.
Like the double zero on the beginning of the Matrix that just allows me to see things through numbers. And so I don't know if I'm right or wrong. I just know that this is what I see and I experience. So I'll just throw it by you. But 9/11 is the 254th day of the year. And 9/11 is all about the two towers. And that's a 1-1. It's the big number 11. And the number 11 is very interesting because it's 1-1 are the first two numbers in what's called the Fibonacci series, which is the series of numbers where you just keep adding it up. You go 1 plus 1 is 2, 1 plus 2 is 3, 2 plus 3 is 5, and it creates a pattern, and it matches everything in nature. And that's why you don't find 4 in nature. Four-leaf clovers are an anomaly of nature, and that's the first number that's not a Fibonacci number. So the towers represent that 1-1. It's the economic center. And New York City has 11 letters. New York is the 11th state of America. George W. Bush has 11 letters. Ramsin Youssef, I don't know if I said that right, but his name has 11 letters. The first plane that hit was Flight 11, and it had 92 passengers, which 9 plus 2 adds up to 11. The second plane was Flight 77, which is obviously 11 times 7. And they had 65 passengers on that plane, and 6 plus 5 is 11. 911 is our emergency number. At 911 adds up to 11. 9/11 is the $20 bill. You and I talked about this once before, Art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody says the $20 bill has the symbols of the towers going down.
Right.
And, you know, I've studied that, and I've looked at it, and it's just amazing that on the $20 bill, when you do these two folds, and you can, you know, find that on the Internet anywhere to do it, this bill was modified in September of 1998, you know, well before the incident. And when you fold it up, the thing you see on the towers, where the towers, there's burning going on, they haven't fallen yet, on the left side of the bill is the word American, and that was the American Airlines flight. And on the right-hand side of the bill is the word United, right next to the other tower, and the other plane was a United Airlines jet. And when you fold up the $20 bill, you have to fold it up to look like an airplane to allow these symbols to pop out. So it actually, the planes that knocked it down are the shape you have to make the $20 bill in to reveal these patterns. And the $20 bill, 9/11, if you do 9 plus 11, that equals 20. So when you look at all those things, and the other thing is it was the 254th day of the new millennium, and
right,
there were a total of 254 passengers on the planes.
Okay, is all this coincidence, or is it so far numerically beyond coincidence?
Well, I don't believe in the word coincidence. I really think that's us trying to grasp a deeper sense of reality.
Oh, I disagree with that, Scott. There are coincidences. I mean, come on, there
Give me
are.
An example, Art. What's an example of a coincidence? Just something, a recent coincidence for you. It's deja vu, coincidence. I understand why people might believe in those things, but from a numerical perspective, there's no coincidences. You know, if there were coincidences, the lottery might be a little easier to figure out. There's just a lot of things that are explained naturally through numbers that coincidence isn't really part of the equation. And so that's just how I see it. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. But
can't you take a series of numbers, as you have done with the number of passengers on any given aircraft, and sort of make them work after the fact?
I believe you can interpret numbers. You can manage numbers to say what you want. People do it every day in business and statistics. And
well, not what you just did.
Hmm?
Isn't that what you just did?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, it's not like I had to twist the numbers around or anything. I mean, they're all very simple addition facts. You know, there's so many of them. And the fact that New York City is the 11th state and there's 11 letters in New York City and all that, sure, you know, you can call it coincidence if you want, but I try to find deeper meaning in things, and I really believe that we live in a time dimension it's just a momentary lapse of reason, and we're in this time where we're going, it's like a lesson we're learning for some higher understanding that we're going to go through. You know, you talk about paradigm shifts and dimensions and things like that, and I think between Y2K, 9/11, and all the things that are happening in the world today, this is time for that.
Okay,
shift.
But Scott, my name is Arthur W. Bell.
Right.
11 letters.
And here we are on 9/11, and what's really weird about today,
yet.
Art, you picked
not
the,
yet.
Oh, sorry,
it's
we
not,
picked
it's
today.
Not 9/11 yet.
What do you mean?
It's not the 11th yet.
Oh, no, I mean, what's really interesting about today, that you chose today to do this show, is 9/11/2001. You know, they're trying to figure out all these patterns of why they chose that date, and some people said it was because Osama's friend got killed on that date or something. There's a lot of different ideas. But then Madrid, the train bombings in Madrid happened exactly 911 days later. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was in March of 2004. And here we are today, and today is exactly 911 days from Madrid. And we're getting ready to experience, you know, our anniversary of the five years here. So, you know, maybe there's nothing to that. But at the same time, I really feel I see things through numbers, and I believe numbers are a wake-up mm-hmm. call for myself to understand what I'm trying to do. And so that's how I interpret it.